Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. Three people were killed and at least four were wounded in a Houthi missile attack on a vessel in the Red Sea, the first fatality since the crisis began. The True Confidence flying a Barbados flag was struck off the coast of Yemen. The injured were badly burned. People online are speculating there will be a harsh retaliation. Could a Rafah invasion impact the US's military aid to Israel? Well, dozens of Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have written to President Joe Biden to warn him that an Israeli ground offensive into Rafah could violate his own requirements for U.S. military aid. The letter comes as a report shows the U.S. has shipped weapons to Israel more than 100 times since October 7. Among the many changes Elon Musk has made to X, formerly Twitter, he said he is considering getting rid of showing the number of likes and reposts on each post. Speaking at a tech conference, Musk also said X is a step closer to offering payment features. The platform is expected to receive approval for a money transmitter license in New York, he said. And in the UAE, two new football stadiums will be coming to Dubai. Shabab Al Ahli and Al Wasl clubs will each have a 20,000-seater stadium, Crown Prince Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed said. That's all from me, Thiraya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening. More same time tomorrow.